Our Mark scripture today is a familiar one, often called a story within a story. I would probably call it Jesus Gets Distracted. Two important stories that give us much to discuss. But often we wonder, what do the two stories have to do with the other? I can't help but ask the questions about both stories. Did Jairus and the woman both have strong faith, or had they heard about this man and they were wanting magic? I have to ask myself, when I ask God for something in particular, am I asking out of faith and hope? Or am I asking for magic? My way or God's way? I'll admit that this is a hard story for me. I mean, sure, they're both great stories. The girl lives and the woman is healed. But not every person who prays for healing, at least not in the way that this girl and this woman were healed, not all of us receive that. Children die. People live with illness for years and are never cured. People of strong faith get sick, lose loved ones. People lose homes in floods or die in disasters. People are senselessly killed. So what do we make of these stories that Jesus is telling us? I wish I knew a little more about Jairus. We know he's a leader in the synagogue, a person of authority and probably power. And so he's really probably going out on a limb, reaching out to Jesus. And he isn't really just casually going up to Jesus and quietly saying, "Jesus, have you got a minute so I can talk to you about something?" No. He goes and he throws himself at Jesus' feet. He's pretty much saying to everyone, "This man is the real deal and I'm counting on him." That can't be easy for a Jewish leader. But I certainly understand being willing to do anything, anything for your children. Does Jairus want magic? Or is he full of faith? Well, Jesus responds to Jairus and starts to head home with him, but he stops. Now, Mark doesn't tell us how Jairus responds, and that's very curious to me. Because I want to know, did he just step aside and let Jesus have this moment with this woman? Or did he pull on Jesus' arm and say, "Keep moving"? Or maybe he threw up his arms and he said, "What the heck? I was here first. My little girl, remember? Jesus, come on." We don't know. But the Jairus story stops. And enter the unclean woman. Her story is very interesting to me also, because in that day and time, a woman with this illness should have been counting on her religious leaders to heal her. And instead, she has turned to doctors. The scripture says that she endured much under many physicians. She's tried the extreme way. And now she's turning to Jesus. Turning in faith or wanting magic. Jesus tells her that it is her faith that has made her whole. Then we go back to Jairus. People come to tell him that his daughter has died. Leave Jesus alone. Come on home. Again, we don't know Jairus' reaction. Was he distraught? Was he angry? Was he blaming Jesus? Why didn't you come when I asked you to? Was he in shock? Or maybe he turns to Jesus for hope. We don't know. But we know that Jesus responds by saying, only believe. Only believe. As I look at these scriptures and these stories, I feel like they are so closely intertwined, and therefore we need to hear both stories. But as I look at them, I first see two people who couldn't be more different. You have the Jewish leader, a man, and a woman who is considered unclean by her community. You have a man of authority and power, and a woman who no one wants to be near. You have the man who has everything, and then you have the woman who has nothing. You have the man who comes to Jesus for someone else. You have the woman who comes for herself. One comes openly out in front of Jesus. One comes secretively from the back. There are so many differences, but the one thing that draws them all to the same place is they had a need. They needed Jesus. They had a need to be made whole. That's the word Jesus used, made whole. As Jesus takes each one of them individually and uniquely and meets their needs, not necessarily as they would have expected him to, but as only Jesus could. I remember as a young person growing up, I often heard that God always answers our prayers. It's just sometimes the answer is no. Well, I never really understood that or accepted that. So do you get a yes if you're good and a no if you're bad? Or is it a first come, first serve, and whoever got to God first is the early bird gets the worm? Or maybe it's eeny, meeny, miny, moe? I couldn't understand it. Does God really say, no, I won't heal you? And then it finally sunk in. The world happens. People make choices, and our world has become what we've made it. When I turn to God, it's not about convincing God to do things my way. It's about yielding myself to God and God changing me and making me whole. Like the man who discovered he had a terrible life-threatening disease, he and his wife prayed that he would be healed daily. He was very sick for about 2 years. And as he was entering the last days of his life, he told his pastor that he was so grateful that he had been healed. Not really understanding his friend, the pastor turned to him and said, How have you been healed? And he responded that he'd been healed of his fear of his disease. When we reach towards God, especially in our time of need, we are reaching to God to deepen our relationship with God, saying, I'm allowing my heart to be changed because I want to be made whole. A beautiful part of both of these stories is the fact that both people receiving healing are people living on the margins. Yes, Jairus was an important figure, but his daughter wasn't. Daughters just didn't hold the value in that day. She was 12. She was at the age that she would be leaving her father and becoming the property. Yes, the property of someone else. Yet both the woman and the girl meant enough to Jesus that he changed their lives. And probably the most beautiful part of the story is the importance of the touch. Jairus falling at Jesus' feet, the woman touching Jesus' robe, Jesus going to Jairus' daughter and touching her. There's a real sense of acceptance in touch. Far beyond physical healing, there's a real emotional healing that can happen with just a simple touch. I don't know if I've told this story or not, but many years ago, I worked at a hair salon part-time. And I answered the phone and I did books, and when we were really busy, I washed hair. It was in the early years of the AIDS epidemic. And one day the salon owner came to me and she said one of her clients was coming in who had AIDS. We were really busy and she said, would you be okay washing his hair? I said I would. But I admit that I was a little scared. Everything that they told us was that there wasn't any danger in touching, but it was also new. So I really prayed, help me, God, help me do this. And he came in and I set him down in the chair and I leaned him back in the seat and I began to wash his hair and tears began to roll from his eyes. I thought, what have I done? How have I hurt him? And I said, are you okay? Can I do anything? And he simply said, no one touches me anymore. I was changed that day. Touch can heal. We're made to be in relationship with God and with each other. And when we reach out to God, God is there, arms outstretched, ready to make us whole, no matter what the circumstance. It's a matter of us opening ourselves up and allowing God to touch us. And we carry that into the world by not being afraid to open our arms to others. In that way, we can share God's love and help to make others whole. Amen.